USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton argued Saturday on Newsmax there is nothing in the Constitution that takes away the state's rights to regulate abortion, so states should be able to make their own rules and regulations on the procedure. In 1972, the left was able to create a new constitutional right, Paxton told Saturday Report, referring to the Roe v. Wade decision. They were very bold in doing that, and there was no precedent. We've been in chaos ever since. Larry Alder, a gubernatorial candidate in California's Gavin Newsom recall election, said he would replace U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, with a Republican if Alder becomes governor and Feinstein were to step down during his term. God forbid Governor Alder should replace Dianne Feinstein, Alder told Mark Levin on his radio show Friday. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Department of Justice will try to step in and do something about Texas' abortion bill. Constitutional lawyer Jenna Ellis tells Newsmax that Democrats need to remember what federalism entails.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi need to remember that while they use these terms saying unconstitutional, they need to remember federalism. And they need to remember that their specific enumerated powers do not give the federal government any power to tell the state of Texas or any other state what they can do to protect life in their state.
Prince Wafa, a U.S. citizen from San Diego, called the State Department to find out how he could get himself and his wife out of Afghanistan. The U.S. official on the other end assured him that the Biden administration would not leave any citizen in the country. The official told them they would call back with directions on how to leave the country. No call ever came. Wafa once again called the State Department to find out what had happened. The State Department hung up on him, according to The Intercept. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Biden signs an executive order to release some 9/11 documents. USA's Wendy King has the story.
President Biden signed an executive order calling for his administration to review and declassify some documents related to the September 11th terror attacks. The documents come from the FBI's investigation of the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and the crash of Flight 93 in Stony Creek Township, Pennsylvania. Nearly 3,000 people were killed. Biden said the order directs the Justice Department and other agencies to review the documents and release the declassified information over the next 6 months. Survivors, responders, and victims' families have pressured the government to release documents related to the attack. Hundreds of 9/11 family members signed a letter to Biden last month asking him not to attend any memorial events this year unless he declassified the documents. Events to mark the 20th anniversary of the terror attacks are expected to take place in all three locations next week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Republican Congress members are disputing the numbers the Biden administration is quoting of Americans left behind in Afghanistan after the last U.S. troops left the country on Monday, citing the calls their offices are getting from citizens stranded in a country now under Taliban rule. President Joe Biden said 98% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave were able to leave. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.